morning, folks. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm glad you joined us for this morning's devotions. We've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit as listed in Galatians chapter 5. There are nine qualities listed there. We've talked about the first five: love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. Today we are going to look at goodness. Paul tells us in Galatians 5:22 that goodness is a fruit of the Spirit that we are to develop in our lives. And in 2 Peter 1:5, we read, "Make every effort to add to your faith goodness." A number of years ago, I mentioned in a sermon that the next week I was going to preach that sermon on the topic of goodness. And after one of the services, one of the guys came up to me, and he was kidding, but he said, I heard you say next week you're preaching about goodness. Now remember, when you preach this sermon, that you have an extra reason, an extra motive to be good, a reason the rest of us don't have. I said, "Oh, really? What's that?" He said, "Well, you're a preacher. You're paid to be good." And I thought about that for a moment, and I said, "Well, I guess that means then you're good for nothing." Now, he was kidding, and I was kidding. We both had a good laugh. But the truth is, we're not good for nothing. There are reasons why we should be good. First of all, God calls us to be good. Romans 12:9 says, "Hate what is evil, cling to what is good." 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22, "Test everything, hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil." 3 John verse 11, "Dear friends, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God." God wants us as His people to be different than the world. And one distinguishing mark is goodness. There is no question that the Bible says we are to know what evil is and what good is, and to make a conscious decision to avoid evil and to hold on to good. But how do we know what is good and what is evil? What is our basis for determining what is good and what is evil? Well, our standard, our basis, is the Bible. Now, I know there are some people today who say, "Oh, no, we don't think all the Bible's God's word," but it is, and it is our standard, and it is our basis. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture," not some Scripture, not just the Scripture that we like, but all Scripture, "is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The Bible is our standard for knowing the difference between good and evil. My standard is not my feelings, not my friends, not my culture. It is the Word of God. Now, secondly, God calls us to do good. We are not only called to be good, but we are called to do good. That's what the Bible says. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." As a Christian, one of your main purposes in this world is to do good. I like the story in the book of Acts about Dorcas. She was also called Tabitha. She lived in Joppa. And Acts 9:36 says, "She was always doing good and helping the poor. But then she died. But the Christians in Joppa heard that Peter was near and asked him to come to Joppa." And in Acts 9:39, we read, "Peter went with them. And when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them." This Christian woman really made an impact on other people around her. When Peter arrives, the room is filled with people Dorcas had helped. Imagine as Peter tries to get to the body. One widow after another pushed her way in front of Peter to show him some item of clothing that Dorcas had made for her. One testimony after another testimony of her good deeds. And that is what it should be like for all of us as Christians. People should be able to give one testimony after another testimony of our good deeds, deeds that are performed because we are in Christ. Galatians 6, verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong in the family of believers." We are not saved because of our good deeds, but we are certainly saved to do good deeds. We are to be good, and we are to do good. Thank you, God, for making us good, for making us righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now help us as we live our daily lives to avoid that which is evil and to do that which is good. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.